so that's all over. And next would be all right. Thank you, Dee. What do we got? Is it not working? There we go. Yesterday, oh, that's why Tom left. He didn't want to face the music. We had a wood gathering party, so to speak, wood harvesting out at the Hawkins Ranch. Tom and Cheryl were there helping us. There's Tom. Cheryl, looks like he's trying to say something to you that maybe you're not really receiving. I'm not sure. Were you trying to give some instructions on a wood splitter? And I'm sitting down on the job. That's actually, we're sitting on the back of a trailer there that we were loading wood onto to transport.
You sat there all day, didn't you?
Pretty much, yeah. I had the best job. Supervisor, that's the way it works. Is that the only pictures of that?
That's the only picture.
Of those two. Okay, we had about 10 people out there total, and so we got some wood in the shed for this coming winter for people in need, and we'll have some other work days coming up. We'll announce later. Wednesday night, we're going to begin a study in James chapter 1, so we look forward to that. Thursday night, our church council, of which almost everybody on there is gone, with exception of Alma and Linda are both here. Otherwise, that's our church council gone. So, what else? Next Sunday, I'll be returning to the 2020 vision in 2020 with pursuing a Proverbs perspective. So, and the Bible readings on your insert are the same as last week, so you get to redo them for this Sunday. Here comes Anita with little Bennett and Evie and Jimbo. Okay. Also next Sunday, we'll be having our monthly food and fellowship fair, celebrating August birthdays and anniversaries. All right. Is that it? On the front of your bulletin, under Vacation Visions, is Romans 8:28. Anybody know this by heart? Can somebody memorize it? Say it out loud for me without me saying it? Read it. Oh, you're going to cheat and read that up there, aren't you? Why don't we just do it together, shall we? And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Is that really true?
Yes.
Mike, do you know that?
We know it.
We know it. Okay. He likes to emphasize what we know, and we're going to share from that spirit and perspective this morning. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you again for your love and your goodness, and that you do work all things together for good to those who love you and are called according to your purpose. We're thankful, Lord, that we are a part of that fellowship and your body, your family. Thankful for those who are here with us this morning, mindful of those that we're missing, and we just pray you'll be with each one of those, whether they're traveling or quarantining, whatever the case may be. Thankful, Lord, that you know, and even in difficult circumstances, you promise to work good things out of it, as we have experienced many, many times. And so we rejoice in you. Thankful, Lord, to again have the freedom to come into your house and worship you today, fellowship with your people. We pray your Spirit's anointing in every thought, every word, that you'll be honored and glorified, and we'll be drawn to you as a result. We give you praise for it in your Son's name. Amen. Kids and Jimbo, Griffin and the Sherilyn family, you would be interested to know that Jimbo there, Evie's dad, back when we first came, they were still taking what was called Jimmy's Pennies offering. It used to be Jimmy's Pennies, but then he got too big and couldn't take the Pennies offering anymore, and so we changed the name. But he's the one originally inspired it. All righty. Well, originally I had planned to share with you a message that will be shared next Sunday, but having the good time that we did on our vacation and experiencing some unexpected things, I felt strongly impressed by the Lord to share some of those highlights with you, to let you know that there was more to it than just having a good time. We really did. Yes. And Mike texted me while we were trying to have a good time and said, what did you say, stop it? Stop that and something.
I said, stop. Do something phenomenal.
Do something phenomenal. Yes, stop. Do something. I said, how do you know we're not? Oh, ye of little faith. And so she can stay if she wants. Yes, we're making a decision whether she wants to stay here or do something funner. There you go. Okay. Funner. Just touching on one thing that we were reminded of during our vacation. When my niece Lisa passed at the age of 23 from cancer, not long after Dad had passed, she said, I don't want to have a funeral. Don't have a funeral. Have a funeral like we did at Grandpa's. And so that was part of what we did on our vacation, was share some memories, and I'll share more of that when I get into it. But there are certain visions I had during our vacation that I want to share with you. Seven, actually, and that's the perfect number, Griffith, here in this church anyway. And so we try to dwell on seven as much as we can. The first of which, and if any of you, how many of you have been on Facebook and saw the pictures and all the nonsense, Kathy and I? Well, a couple of you. If you get on Facebook to Kathy's page, you can get photos. There's going to be photos of some of these, each of them, as we go along. But one of the things we did while we were dwelling primarily down at the house in Rathdrum with Johnny and Jill was we decided to play around in Coeur d'Alene and down at the resort, and they offer paddle boats, a dinner cruise, parasailing, things like that. And we took pretty much advantage of that. The first night we went down there and we did the paddle boats first and then leading up to the dinner cruise. And while we were on the bay, the old song came back to my mind. By the way, the fill-in is marriage. Moonlight marriage. One of the highlights of our time together was to be renewed in our love for each other. And the Bible says in Proverbs 5:18, may your fountain be blessed and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. Believe it or not, we used to be youth. It's been 44 years, as you know, since we first married, and we were both youthful then. I still rejoice in the wife of my youth. And that was one of the big things that we shared together during that time. And there's a passage in the Song of Solomon, you know, some of that love language in the Song of Solomon about who is this, the moon that comes before my eyes. And so there was a little romance involved in that. And so as we were paddle boating and doing the dinner cruise, that's the background of Coeur d'Alene Resort, as you may know, on our dinner cruise. The song came to my mind. You can sing along with me if you want. We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. We could hear the voices singing. They seemed to say, you have stolen my heart. Now don't go away. As we sing love's old sweet song on Moonlight Bay. And that would just keep rolling and rolling and rolling. It's not Moonlight Bay, but I renamed it Moonlight Bay, and so now it's Moonlight Bay. And so we had some opportunities in those occasions to be renewed in the wonder of God's love that He's given to us. And I just want to say again, I'm glad that God privileged me with marrying Queen Kathy. You know, she was homecoming queen at Warner Pacific in 1975. And we just last night was going over some of those memories again in a photo album as well. And so I think it's important when, you know, you have some time to get away on vacation or whatever the case may be, or if you have to specifically set aside some time to focus on those things which are really, really important. Second only to my relationship with the Lord is my relationship with that woman there. And if we don't take opportunity or determine ourselves, make choices to keep that focus and that priority, things can get quickly, easily messed up. And I was reminded of that as we had a little more opportunity during the vacation to renew our Moonlight Bay marriage. And so I just want to thank God again and just share openly with you that blessing in my life, which has been one of the very most primary blessings of all. So do you concur with that? Okay, all righty. So we did that Moonlight Bay thing. And then another thing we had was an opportunity. Go ahead and put it up, Chiz Connection. You all know about my brother Chiz, my hero growing up, the best example of the Lord in a young man's life anyone could hope to have. I went off to Vietnam, came back, was never quite the same, and 24 years ago, decided that he didn't believe in God. He was going to declare himself an atheist and separate from the family. And so we haven't had any direct connection with Chiz for 24 years. That's probably the hardest thing in my life because he was my hero. I still love him deeply. My heart yearns for the opportunity to reconnect with him. That hasn't happened. It's my prayer. I've shared before in a message, prodigal praying for the prodigal. But the Lord has provided opportunities, and I'm thankful that his son, Andy, has been open to being connected. And from time to time, we've had opportunity to do that. As I was going through the garage stuff of memorabilia, I had set aside some stuff to pass on to Andy, stuff of his dad, Chiz, and some of Andy himself. And I'd actually taken that down to Rathdrum to the house with us to show to Johnine before I passed it on to Andy whenever. So on Wednesday, we decided to go to Silverwood and because one of Johnine's friends in their church had tickets to Silverwood free. And so we were able to go to Silverwood free. We go in there that Wednesday morning. We look over here to where the will call. We had to go to will call to get the tickets. Over here is the crowd. They're going in. And I look over and I see what I thought was my nephew's son, Devin. And I take a look and he looks at me and sure enough, and I saw right behind him with his back to me, his father, Andy, which is Chiz's son, Andy, that I've talked about. And so I ran up. And I went like this to Devin. I grabbed Andy from the back, and I licked his neck. Right there, yes. And he goes, "What the?" And he thought it was his son Devin behind him, but it turned out to be me. And so what are the odds that on, you know, this was just random for us in our minds. Wednesday turned out to be the best day, so we'll go on Wednesday. What are the odds that my nephew Andy would be there? He was with his wife's family, and so we didn't know. From Gig Harbor, Washington. Sorry, they came all the way over from Gig Harbor, Washington. And so we're kind of basically going through the line at the same time, connection. Now, you can say what you want. You might believe in coincidences. I don't. That's a God connection right there. And so I had an opportunity then to go get that stuff from the house, bring it back. Andy and I went through it. Andy was able to see things of his dad he's never seen, and I was able to share some things. And so it was really a precious time. And if only for that reason, if not also on top of time for my wife and I in our Moonlight Bay marriage, to be able to connect with Andy, which I'm praying God will use to somehow speak to Jesus. I don't know what of that memorabilia, the pictures and all of that, that Andy will share with his dad or not, but I'm believing and praying that God will use that. I forgot to say that, as you all know, we were planning to go to Ohio to the annual trip to my wife's, to Kathy's family. Well, because of COVID and restrictions that shut down out there, we couldn't, and so we were just kind of going to play around and do whatever, you know, and that sort of thing. And God had other things in mind. I mean, it was disappointing, you know. I felt bad for Kathy not being able to connect with her family, but we'll do that, hopefully in Thanksgiving. But God already knew what and when Andy was going to be there. And he knew this connection was possible, and he arranged it. And so how could I fail but to give him credit and say thank you, Lord, for doing those things that are surprises for us. Yeah, there you go. So keep saying that. That's the main theme of all of this. God works through something that was disappointing for us to something that we couldn't have experienced otherwise. And that wasn't the only other thing. That leads to the next thing, which is what I'm calling Teffy timing. Teffy is the best friend of Johnine, our daughter Johnine, from Portland days. They were at Portland Christian School together back in the 90s when we came back from Cyprus. And they've had a close friendship ever since. We've been acquainted with her family. We were there for a year and a half in Vancouver when we came back. And so we've kept this relationship through the years. Teffy's father passed away unexpectedly a couple of months ago, actually. And they've been waiting for when they could have a memorial service gathering. They had it scheduled for August the 15th into next weekend, and which we were planning on going to. Well, it turns out in the midst of this whole thing that the governor of Oregon put new restrictions on that were going to shut down that possibility on the 15th. They had to move the funeral up 2 weeks to August the 1st. Guess who's available that wouldn't have been had we been in Ohio? I mean, they had asked me to officiate the service, and we were planning on it, but if we'd been in Ohio, it wouldn't have worked out. Who knew? Thank you. Answer that question. Who knew? Yes, thank you. And so there we were. We were able, Teffy timing, I call it, God's timing. He knew what was going to happen, and he arranged all of that for us. And Teffy's dad, Richard, was an accountant, and so I was able to share and remind folks that Richard gave an accounting, a very good accounting of himself through the years. There are a lot of people there that were very appreciative of Richard and how well he took care of their accounts. And he demonstrated his Christian faith in ways that were extraordinary in caring for people in that way. I said, Richard has given his final and full accounting to the Lord and heard the words, well done, good and faithful servant. Now he's encouraging us to give, to know that we're going to give an accounting as well. Jesus said, Apostle Paul said, we all will give an accounting to the Lord. And so we ought to be careful each day if we're giving a good accounting of our lives to the Lord and in our relationship with other people. And then his last name was Christopher, and I said, I'm going to change his name. It's not Christopher, it's Christ of Him. The Christ of Him, Christopher Richard, was why he was the kind of accountant that he was. And so I said, we can all adopt that name, whether it's Christ of Him or Christ of Her for the ladies, and identify in that way. Our identity is in Him, not in some other name or whatever we may think. And this was Richard's example and his encouragement to us. And so it was a blessed service. We were blessed to have that time there. God arranged it because all things
work together for good for those who are called
love him and are called according to his purpose.
Yes.
It's all wrapped up there. So that was the third thing. Fourthly, we have, I guess you figured out that was a picture of the family. I forgot the pictures. Nikki Nudge. Nikki is my niece that lives down in Sherwood, Oregon, just south of Portland. And I've been setting some stuff aside for Nikki as well from our memorabilia and her mom particularly, my sister Elaine that, as you know, has passed already as well. So Nikki lost her mom, her dad, her sister Lisa. And so she basically just has her family now with her husband and that side of the family.
So
and that's Nikki on the left.
I don't know if everybody understands. Andy and Nikki are the only ones left of John's family.
Pretty much. They're my niece and nephew. Yeah, it's just the two of them, basically. Chiz's son and Elaine's daughter, Nikki, there. And so we have... I had, when we realized we were going to this funeral in Vancouver, I called Nikki and I said, hey, we're going to be down in that area. I got some stuff for you. I can bring it down. And so we did. We made the point then to go on down to Sherwood from Vancouver and had some time with Nikki and her family. And as we were looking at these pictures and reminiscing and stuff like that, Matt and Nikki used to live up in Coeur d'Alene. So they used to be up in this region. Nikki, growing up, some of you know, probably not, Anita would remember, but Nikki lived here for a while and was part of this church. And she has fond memories of Grandpa and Grandma and all that Sandpoint sort of thing. And has really inwardly been wanting to come back, but I don't think had expressed it. And while we were sharing time together, they began talking about the possibility of moving back up here from there. There are other factors involved, her husband and his work and all of that, and his family is down there. But in my mind, I think, as I was evaluating our time together, it was something God used again, maybe to give Nikki a nudge, a nudge that she was needing, just praying God's clear direction and all of that. But I like to think that even something that innocent, God can use to help give direction for someone who's trying to make a decision, a very important decision, a life-changing decision. And so we've got a view of God's work in Nikki's life as well. That leads us on then to the next one, which is a heritage husband, a heritage husband. What's the picture on this one? So I can see it before I turn back around. There's us with Johnine and Gio. That was actually on a cruise we took out of Hope on the Chandelier last year. But that's Gio on the right. Johnine, as most of you know, there, our one and only. And Johnine is kind of an ancestry kind of freak. I mean, this stuff that we're sharing together, she just... And I've discovered some stuff going through boxes that I had never even seen before in my life. Stuff that Mom had saved way back in her life, her ancestry and all of that. And so passing it on, this heritage, passing it on to Johnine was just, I mean, she's freaked out. And she's just like a siphon, wanting more and more of that. But children are a heritage from the Lord, the Bible says. And Johnine is our heritage. We're passing a heritage on to her. But she has this Italian redneck husband that didn't grow up the same way. We love him. Gio's a lot of fun. Most of you have met him. He can be a little wacky and weird in a delightful sort of way. In a delightful sort of way. But also, he inherited from both his parents a little bit of a negativity, a pessimistic view of life, short temper, that sort of thing. It's a little hard for me to deal with sometimes. And so we pray for Gio. We've seen a lot of growth in him. But Gio and I were able, imagine that, to go to breakfast one morning, just the two guys, because the ladies are slow getting up and going. And so we went to eat and take some breakfast back to them. But here's this opportunity to just sit with Gio and to talk. And without even prompting, he opened up about his own personality and his recognition of some of the things that he struggles with and confessed the very things that we have observed in him that are troublesome to us and a little bit irritating sometimes. But God is clearly doing a work in him, and our prayers, I think, are a part of that. But I was able to encourage him and give him some kudos, as it were, for his self introspective view. And so the husband of the heritage becomes part of the heritage. And we covet your prayers along with us for Johnine and Gio, and that God will continue to do the work in them, the growth that we've seen that can be a joy in our lives. as he continues to do that. And we have the privilege in that relationship to be part of that growth in Gio's life. And then it leads to heading home. Now, you might think that means we're driving back to Sandpoint, but not quite yet. In the process of buying the home down in Coeur d'Alene, some of you know that we have been looking at possibly selling that so that we can use the equity to buy something else and be debt-free. And that's just one of the primary goals we have. And so we were doing a little bit of that sort of thing. We went here and there and looked at different properties and all of that. And in the midst of that whole I'm losing the word right now, I guess it's search, that search, the Lord reminded me that all of us are heading home. Whether it's that house in Rathdrum or there's going to be another home, the home here, these are just temporary dwellings. We're all just passing through. We're all heading home, right? If we're connected with the Lord and if we're trusting Him and He's accomplishing His will in our lives, we're all just heading home. And so He reminded me of that as we're searching for that, but also, what is the picture for that? What is that? That was a picture of Gio because he was the driver. He was the chauffeur and all those miles we were putting on. We were about ready to head back from Vancouver back over here. And so we're heading home was the point of that. But it's more than just taking a trip on the road. It's more than looking for a house here, a house there. Those are all just part of the journey where we're heading. And there's some other songs we could have sang this morning that relate to that. There's a song that says, I'm heading, just heading home. And home, I've got heaven on my mind. And I hope that we have that perspective because we can get really hung up sometimes on the material things. Not that they're not important, not that they're not necessary, but they are temporary. And they aren't where we're going to be forever. Our real home is heaven. And so that's where we're heading. And we want to keep that perspective. The Lord reminded me of that as we were doing some of this other stuff, which finally leads to the number 7-1, and that is Highway to Heaven. Highway to Heaven. Hopefully that is where we're headed. There is two roads possible. One is the broad and... broad and what? The broad way that leads to destruction, the narrow way that leads to life everlasting. We're on the narrow road. It's a highway, but it has some, Jesus said it's straight and narrow. Sometimes there's some curves involved in it. But we understand what it means to be on the highway to heaven. It includes choices that we make along the way. You know, when you're on vacation or you have some options here and there, you can do this and that. And hopefully we make good choices like we did. And God directed, as I've tried to share with you, that He worked everything for good in this time for us. And all of it is part of that highway to heaven. We're on this journey. And I just want to encourage each and every one of you today, keep on the straight and narrow. The broad and the way that leads to destruction is awful tempting sometimes, and it's easier in a lot of ways than to be on the straight and narrow. It does require choices to make on the way. And by God's grace, He has helped us to keep on the straight and narrow, and we are determined to do that till we get back home. It's the most blessed way to go, because even in situations like this, when you make plans but they get changed, you don't have control over it, we have the peace, we have the assurance that God does work all things together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. And that includes each and every one of you as well. So we're on this highway together, and we pray for you. We covet your prayers for us, and we can help each other on this journey. I can go on and on about the bumps and that sort of thing, but I think you get the point, don't you? And these are visions that the Lord gave me during our vacation. I wanted the opportunity to just share them with you, and we'll get kind of back on track next Sunday in this 2020 perspective. But I think this is all part of that. God has arranged this time this morning for a specific purpose. And I pray and I trust that it touches your heart, it touches something in your mind, something maybe you're dealing with right now that you're needing to make a choice or a decision on, that God will use to help you in that. And so we've had our vacation, and these vacations down here on earth can be blessed by God, but you know there's one that's going to last for eternity, and we don't know what all is going to be included in that time in heaven, but we do know that it's freedom basically from the labors of earth and the trials of earth, the tears and all of that stuff. It's going to be glorious, more glorious than we can imagine. And I'm looking forward to that vacation more than anything. I invite you to join me in that vacation along with the Statler brothers. Now, the Statler brothers are a part of our heritage. Mom and Dad love the Statler brothers. I love the Statler brothers. I passed it on to Johnine. But they sing this familiar song, "When I Take My Vacation in Heaven, I Want You There With Me." Okay? So you have to stand and sing with me now. As always, the altar is open. If you desire to pray here.
Now when most people take their vacation, they return to their homes by and by. But when I take my heavenly vacation in my mansion of gold in the sky, I will dwell with the angels forever, sitting close to the heavenly throne. All my days will be one long vacation. Oh, and the gospel train carries me home. When I take my vacation in heaven, what a wonderful time that will be. Hearing concerts by the in heaven.
When I take my vacation in heaven, what a wonderful time that will be. Thank you, Father, that you have an eternal home waiting for all of us. Thank you, Lord, that we will be free from the burdens of life. We'll be free from the tears and sorrows. We'll be free to maybe do a parasailing in the air up there in something more glorious than what even we experience. Thank you, Father, for your perspective that we can gain sometimes as we open our hearts and our minds to you, and we can see how you're at work, working good in our lives in every circumstance. We are just caused this morning to not only give you praise again with our mouths, but to offer ourselves back to you totally and completely. Thank you, Lord, that you invite us and that you have made it possible to be reconnected through your Son Jesus, what he did on the cross, his resurrection. We just celebrate that today, and as we continue on our journey through this life, we just pray your continued blessing and guidance and direction. Thankful that you know what is best, and that whatever the circumstance, whatever the change we may experience from our plans, we know that your plans are better, and you work it all for eternal good. We give you our thanksgiving and praise this morning as we offer ourselves back to you. Thank you again for each one that is here. I pray your richest blessing in each heart and mind, and what lies ahead for this day and the days ahead, you know. So we pray your guidance and direction in each life, in each family. We thank you, Lord, that Sherry is offering some more of her food goods to pass on, and that they're back there available for each one to rummage through and take home with them. Thank you for that generosity. We pray your continued blessing for Sherry and a test that she's waiting a result from coming up. And pray that you'll give her peace and assurance, Lord, that you're working in her. Also for Sue and other members of her family that are not able to be with us today, we pray your healing touch for them. For little Colton especially, and thank you, Lord, that Mike and Brooke are sensitive to your Spirit's leading and seeking your blessing, your guidance in what's best for Colton. And we just pray for his complete healing as well. Also in that family for Roger Clark, who has been in the hospital with heart issues, thank you that he's better, out of ICU, making improvement. Again, we pray your complete healing for Roger, and not only for his physical needs, but pray that you'll use this time for him to draw nearer to you in spirit, and that he'll open his heart wider to you. And we pray for the Aiden Green family and the loss of this 7-year-old that drowned. And Lord, unimaginable for that family. Thank you that Sue has an opportunity to minister with them. Pray that you'll give her wisdom, give her grace, the opportunities that she has. We thank you again for Beth Ann and what you're doing in her and her testimony. For Joanna, we just continue to lift them up. And thankful that each day, Lord, you provide what each one of us needs. You know it best. So we entrust each other to you with our thanksgiving. And as always, we know you're listening and receiving other expressions of petition and praise from your people.
Father, I'd just like to thank you for the mysterious ways that you work in our lives.
Yes.
Thank you for the gift of eyes to see what's just happened to us in the face of some of these mysterious things.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you do. I thank you that we can come to you, that I can come to you in your Son's name, boldly. Just thank you, Jesus' name.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
many of our family here that are on the road today or this weekend. And we just ask that you stay with your travel mercy.
Yes.
And I just ask that for our community, for our brother and sister churches, that your people that inhabit these places will open their hearts and their minds and seek your will. Father, things are getting out of control. They are really getting out of control. We need to come back to you.
Yes.
We need to employ your principles and your direction in our lives. And we just ask that you would give us the courage to do this.
Yes.
And to set aside the things that we think are important and look to see what you think is important.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, Lord. You are an awesome God, Lord, as we often acknowledge some things that we find difficult to express in words, but you know what's in our hearts, and so once again we pray, listen to our hearts. What we are lifting to you in this moment may be a pleasing sacrifice of praise and surrender to you. God is good. All the time. Yes, you are. We give it all to you, Lord, with thanksgiving and praise. As we go from your house, help us as always to remain sensitive to your Spirit's leading and obedient, that you can use us to fulfill what you desire in us and through us. To your honor and your glory, in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Lord bless you. Go in his name.